You are listening to The Howlarious Show, produced live at Star Worldwide Network Studio in Scottsdale, Arizona, and proudly sponsored by the Bravo Tip and Pay, the cashless app.
Yeah, 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 brother! Awesome, dude. How are you doing over there? Our guest is just sitting there, cuter than a speckled puppy. All right, today's first Howlarious special guest is an energetic... Now, if I make any of this stuff up, let me know, okay? You just smile and nod.
Call you out.
You're an energetic, animal-loving woman from a small town in Iowa. Is this true?
This is true.
I did a lot of research for that. Actually, it's almost everywhere. And as they say, go west, young woman. She headed to Tempe, Arizona to study at Arizona State University. Go Sun Devils.
Yep.
Where she received her bachelor's degree in business. Is that a BS or a BA?
BS.
BS. But that wasn't good enough for a truly ambitious Hawkeye fan.
It
really? Are you a Hawkeye? Who? Because I could have gone both ways with that.
Yep.
I don't go both. Whatever. We'll talk later. She then went up. We'll edit that out. She then went up north to Flagstaff and earned her master's in education from NAU, the Lumberjacks.
You got it.
Do you have a t-shirt from there?
Of course.
We might need proof later.
Okay.
It was in college that she was able to combine her love for animals into a part-time gig by pet sitting for some of the locals. I added the local part. This part-time gig has now taken the pet world by storm with her entrepreneurial spirit, people skills, business savvy, and truly charismatic energy, because she has founded Puff and Fluff Grooming and Pet Sitting. Right?
Correct.
Which has been featured in many publications, media outlets, and a host of multimedia resources. I just put that.
It's good. It's
I like it.
I like it.
Nice. Let's meet the woman behind the puff, Liz Ilg. Am I pronouncing it correctly? Try it.
Ilig.
Is it Ilig?
Yeah, I need to buy a vowel before the G.
Yes, come on, Pat.
Yeah.
Is it German?
Yes.
What's your middle name?
Rose.
Sprechst du Deutsch?
Yes.
Yes. Wie heißt du?
I love it.
Wie heißt
this
du?
This is good. No.
No, wie? No. Wie, was heißt du? What's your name?
Elizabeth.
Right. Isn't that, am I say it correctly?
Yes.
Hast du einen Hund? Do you have a dog?
Of course. I have four.
Ich habe.
Of course.
Zwei Hund. Und ich habe drei Katzen. German. All right. Sorry. Enough about the German, ladies and gentlemen. Let's welcome the Puff and Stuff Grooming and Pet Sitting owner, Liz. Hi. Sorry.
Hi.
I get excited when I speak
German.
That was
good. That was very impressive.
Is it?
Yeah. You had me confused.
You had me confused that you said you spoke German and you didn't know.
No.
No, you did.
No.
Speak some German. Just make it.
No, I have no idea. No, it's crazy. Yeah.
Okay. But you're from Germany?
No. I mean, I'm German.
Okay.
My last name.
But you're from Iowa.
Iowa.
So there are a lot of Germans in Iowa?
Yeah.
Really? Is it like a colony of you guys?
Yes.
Did you have a German Shepherd?
No.
Oh.
No.
A dachshund?
I have a doxy chihuahua mix
Bam! Well, let's talk about you as a small little youth running around the fields of Iowa.
Okay.
Did you always bring home pets and things?
So it's interesting that I got my first pet in 1995. So I had wanted one for a really long time.
Aww.
My family had livestock, so we grew up on a farm. So I finally got my first pet.
What was the pet?
It was a Jack Russell Terrier.
Oh, okay. So it was a puppy.
Yeah, it was a puppy.
Aww.
And I actually named it Phoenix.
Isn't that
ironic?
Yeah,
we used to visit here when I was little and I was like, I'm going to move to Phoenix someday. So I get this little Jack Russell Terrier and I'm like, his name's going to be Phoenix.
That's
so
cool.
Kind of crazy.
See?
And I'm sitting in Phoenix.
I know. Self-proclaimed prophecy.
Yes, you got it.
Oh, is little Phoenix around still?
Sadly, no.
Oh, okay. We won't talk about
it. We won't go there.
Okay. So let's talk about Phoenix. You're there. All of a sudden, you know you're going to move there. You come to ASU. What were you thinking? I mean, ASU, I'm an alumni as well. What, your business degree. So you were, hey...
I think from a very small age, I was thinking, okay, I'm just going to go into a corporate world and be successful, you know? And so through my undergrad and my master's, I was working corporate jobs, making good money, sitting in a cubicle, doing sales. No fun.
Aww.
No, no. So I did pet sitting on the side and made it into like this small little business.
Isn't that cool? So it's organic, really. Like, you didn't expect it. You're probably like, hey, I'll do this over the weekend.
No, no. I started with one client, and I'm still, like, they're my customers still to this day, 11 years later. So it's just, and then my name just traveled through time. So
okay, so we call it the aha moment. So was there an, like, literally, was there a moment years ago when you're like, I'm doing this?
Yeah, I was sitting in a cubicle one day, and my manager was like, do this. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it. Of course, right? It's my job. And I'm like, I don't know how much longer I can do this. So
did you go home and get a napkin out and just say, this is my business? Like Southwest Airlines, they start on a napkin. What did you, or did you come in and just?
I used Google and I started.
We're sponsored by Google. Ladies and gentlemen, use your Google. Sorry.
So I just Googled small businesses to buy. Hence, I was looking for pet businesses, and one came up, a grooming business. And I was like, oh, I don't know how to groom, but maybe I could buy it, right? Why not?
Yeah.
So I started looking into, you know, grooming shops throughout the valley, and found the one that I did pick on Bethany Home and 16th Street, and made the offer. To this day, I do not know how to groom.
Really?
Physically, but I can train and teach all of my groomers. So it's kind of crazy that I've never really had the tools in hand, but I know the skill and I know what the customer wants.
That's interesting, because I always watch Undercover Boss. Do you guys watch that?
Yeah.
And then the guys go and they don't know what to do, but yet they own the company.
Yeah.
You're like Undercover Boss,
but
you're not really undercover.
Yeah.
Do you wear like a white smock? Do you?
No.
Really?
No.
Okay. I just didn't know if you guys wore white smocks. Or do you guys wear blue stuff? Like scrubs?
Scrubs. More scrubs.
You wear them at home? I mean, like, hey.
No. Those are like the first things you'd want to take off, because filled with hair and whatnot.
I think a little like role play. No. Okay, we'll talk about that later. That's a whole different show. All right. So what's a day like for you now as this puffin fluff person?
It has changed a lot in the past 3 years. I used to be the person that would open and close the shop, check in every customer. So now 3 years of me owning my grooming shops, I opened my second location this February.
Oh,
so
wow.
I have two locations. And so my day now is balancing the two locations, balancing my staff members, my customers. I split my time in between two of the locations, and really just, it's fun to market and advertise the business and go out into the community now and talk about my business, but also give my resources and volunteer within, you know, organizations. So that's been kind of a shift this past year, where I've had the opportunity where I have awesome people working at my shops, so I can go out and, you know, volunteer my time and do some really fun things to help the business grow. And
that's neat. When you visualized it, did you visualize that kind of position of you evolving into that? But
no.
It's not, like, just watching you, like, it's just so cool, ladies and gentlemen. You're just light up. It's so neat. It's like you're there.
My life.
That's so neat. No cubicle. Would you ever call that boss who just?
Oh no.
We should drive by his house.
Yeah.
Get his address. We'll talk about that.
Okay.
I know some people.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
No,
they're Romanian, so they don't. That's Japanese. Okay, so then a third location. I mean, where are we going with this?
You know, for right now, it took me about 3 years to get my second location. So right now, I'm just going to enjoy the two locations and, you know, manage the staff, which is always great, right?
Ooh, personalities.
And personalities and customers, too. You know, I want to make sure that we are providing the best service to the customers. So I don't want to get too big where I lose sight of what's going on. And so, you know, I still continue to work at my shops and, you know, I love to see the people that come in. So I don't want to lose that part of my business, because that is how I started, you know, is like literally talking to every single customer and them knowing me. You know, I was in the shop yesterday and somebody was like, I was asking them about their new house and they were like, that was 6 months ago. How do you even remember? And I was like, no, like that's how invested I am in these people, because they support me and my staff and we can all do what we love. You know, like I have the life I have because of these awesome people that choose to do business with Puff and Fluff. And so, you know, that's a very amazing feeling to have the phone just keep ringing and just being a part of the community. You know, I mean, yes, we're cleaning up dogs, but it's bigger than that. You know, we're giving back to local rescues and, you know, we're out there in the community supporting. So that's really the heart of the business. I have really good people.
Yeah, that's neat though. And you're so passionate about it as well.
Oh, yeah. I love local community because all these small businesses, and I'm one of them, like I need people in the community to want to come to us, right? So I have to make it a place where people want to come and bring their dogs because we're going to give them the best care.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah. And that's kind of like I like this show because it's kind of like a little nucleus of all these different people. And it's everybody is doing it for the right reasons, I feel. Mm-hmm. That passion for the dogs, but it goes into the human experience, and it's just, it is so neat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like done unselfishly, but yet you get so much back that you wouldn't even expect.
Right.
You've probably met people that you're like, okay, how did I meet these people? What am I doing? That's so neat.
Yeah.
Is there any stories like that that you could tell us, like a little quickie before we get to some event stuff and some contact info? Like, did anything ever happen where you're like, holy... Can I say crap?
Go ahead. Yeah. It's your show.
Holy crap, Rudy. I just met Dan Quayle. Did you ever meet Dan Quayle?
No.
Oh, you should.
No.
I've never met him. I don't know. I don't know why Dan Quayle came up.
I think the best moments are when somebody refers people in and I'm like, and then there's like this strand of these people that live in the neighborhood and they all go to Puff and Fluff. And then you like through time in 3 years, I'm like, your neighbor's with Susie and, you know, and Erica and, you know, Fluffy and Sophie. And, you know, and so it's this connection of all these people in this little neighborhood all go to Puff and Fluff. And there's something cool to say about that. Or people are in the lobby and they're like, I didn't know you come here. I work with you, you know, and they're like picking their dog up during their lunch hour or something. And they're like, what? You were just at the office. But they had no idea. They both come to Puff and Fluff.
That
so it
is
wasn't
so
something
neat.
They ever discussed, but they like meet in our lobby and are like, have another thing in common with this person. So I think those are the moments where like, there's like this thread of all these people that come to Puff and Fluff without even knowing.
Yeah.
That
like the 6 degrees of separation is like two for you.
Yeah. Wow. I love it. Yeah.
All right, let's talk about social media. How people can, because these segments go really quickly.
Perfect.
Can you tell us how you're utilizing social media and then how people can get a hold of you? Where are your locations? All that info.
Okay, cool. Right. We are on Facebook, of course. We have one main page for both locations, just Puff and Fluff. We use Instagram. We love Instagram. We love people tagging their dogs, you know, in pictures. And that's at Puff and Fluff Spa.
Ooh.
And our website is puffandfluffspa.com. And so that has some awesome, all of our information, everything, pricing to media outlets, how to contact me.
Hello.
The works. And what else did you want to know?
Physical locations, dog. Not dog, but like, dog, like, hey, dog. Sorry, I watched Straight Outta Compton. I'm like, what up, dog?
Love that movie.
I've seen it 3 times. How many times have you seen it?
Oh, only once, but I love
it. I'm going to buy it for you.
Bam!
Okay.
Deal.
Sorry.
Okay, so my locations. My first location is the Uptown location. It is on Bethany Home and 16th Street on the southeast corner right behind the Starbucks.
Ooh.
The most popular Starbucks in town.
Near the garage or what's over there?
Yeah,
there's a bunch of
there.
Like,
yep.
That's a good location.
Yep,
okay,
great location. And then I have one in Arcadia on Indian School and 48th Street in the Safeway.
Arcadia
CBS.
Tavern. Bam!
Yep. Kitty corner right from there.
Osho or
yep.
Oso.
Oso.
Yep. Dog friendly.
They're great. Oh, love them.
Okay,
we partner with them a lot, which is awesome. So those are the two locations. Each one has their own phone numbers. You can call or text to schedule appointments or just check out our website.
Wow, that's a lot. You can go to howlarious.com because I've got your you're now part of the Hilarious or Howlarious pack.
Ooh, I love it.
But people can go and I linked it to the Facebook.
Okay.
Everyone's using Facebook. Loving the Facebook. It's a good thing. You like Instagram then?
Oh, yes.
You do, ya?
Yeah, it's the new thing.
It is the new thing.
Mm-hmm.
You ever use, what's that one? Periscope.
I've used it a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got in
but,
trouble.
You know, Facebook Live is now the up and coming.
You Zuckerberger.
You need to be switching over.
All right. And she does not work for the company, ladies and gentlemen. You can do it on your own. All right. That is it from Liz. That's the Puff and Fluff. Visit them. Go to howlarious.com, and it takes you straight to her Facebook page. We thank you. Do you do humans, too?
No.
No. Just dogs. Just dogs, people.
Dogs and cats.
Oh, and kitties. Meow. All right. And that's the it. That's the we're done with that segment.
Thank you for listening to the How Hilarious Show, sponsored by Bravo Tip and Pay, the cashless way app, and produced live at Star Worldwide Network Studio in Scottsdale, Arizona. For more information about the show and the segment, go to howhilarious.com.